Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's BOGO! The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, I'm confident, you know, fairly confident that our Darius will be back. I don't know that it affects our decision-making at the position at all. I think it's a pretty deep safety crew, and it's, you know, obviously the top guys, but then there's maybe four or five or six guys that will probably be, you know, third, fourth, fifth round guys that are good players. I mean, this is a really nice pool of players to pick from. I think we definitely will look at that. I think we added the two young guys last year. Both guys play well for us on special teams, Bo and Sanusi. But it's a good group of players this year. And again, a position I mentioned, corner. I would probably guess that of our 11 picks, at least one of those would be a safety.
So that's Eric DaCosta yesterday at the Liars' Lunch, and we call it the Liars' Lunch because, well, they call it the Liars' Lunch because there's not a lot of truth spoken, but you just heard what he had to say.
That was truthy.
It seemed pretty...
that was truthish.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of truth there.
Definitely in the vicinity of truth.
Our Darius will be back, and they will likely draft at least one corner.
Yeah. We've talked about safeties quite a bit. There's certainly a very legitimate chance for me that... if they do use that pick at 27 and one of the top two safeties are on the board, I think there's a real chance that is the direction that they go. I know we've gone back and forth on what the potentially generational, like, length and breadth of this D-tackle class could mean for how many go in the first 30 picks, how many go in the first 50, how many teams are content to just keep waiting. I don't know, man. The closer we get, the more I think those guys are going to go. And there's going to be a run on D tackles in the 20s, in sort of like the way we've seen most years, a run on offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Because they're going to just be seen as good enough and safe enough with enough upside and enough pass rush or projectable pass rush, not just run stuffers, that, you know, Maybe the Ravens just feel like they have to jump in on that. Maybe that's already picked through at 27. It's hard to say. But they deserve the benefit of the doubt for me when they pick DBs. And now you're picking DBs with Chuck Pagano to help develop them. That's probably a smart thing to take more than one.
Well, and I think to your point, we've done the exercise so far this week looking at teams picking ahead of them. And a lot of teams need defensive line help ahead of them. So that's going to have that run that you're saying. And They do need help at corner. And Brandon Stevens, no matter what you thought of him, he played a ton of snaps for them last year, and they need to replace that. And obviously part of that is Nate Wiggins, but who else is going to step up? TJ Tampa, we'll see if he can realize some of the potential. Them drafting him last year, he was a redshirt guy, but they're always looking to add at DB. They spend a ton of money, and they use draft capital.
Well, at least for now, Jalen Armour Davis is still here, so you got that. You got that, and Shadobi Awuzie is here. But yeah, they love. It seems to be, as Jason, you like to say, baked in their cake that they're going to take a corner just about in every draft.
Well, and again, I think with some of these kids, we got to be careful about the nomenclature we use, because, like, I don't know what internally they probably have some nickname for what Kyle Hamilton does, but like he. It's really about, at the end of the year, looking and sort of dissecting the pie chart and how much was he basically a linebacker? How much was he a slot corner? How much was he a designated pass rusher? How much was he a free safety? How much was he a box safety? And the more players you have who can do many of those same things, even if not obviously at quite the level that Hamilton does and not quite the same body type as Hamilton, then the more flexibility you have and the more you can probably cover up some other warts. What I do think we know about them as a front office is they're more interested in stopping the pass than they are having individuals who can destroy the quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, they feel like philosophically, systematically, combination of talent and how they're deployed, we need to have as many premium players as possible, premium athletes as possible, available to help us affect the ball in flight. That's their core tenet on defense. And that's going to lead them to, oh, they don't necessarily need a safety. Yeah, well, for them, he's not just a safety. And they've got 15 different ways to get him on the field. And they're going to keep leaning into that.
We talk about it all the time. Marlon Humphrey, he was a first-round pick. They paid him top-of-the-market value when he was up. They took a big swing at Earl Thomas and Marcus Williams. Didn't end up working out there. Kyle Hamilton, a first-round pick. Nate Wiggins, a first-round pick. They selected Owe, but Owe and Ajabo, they're only two edge rushers they've selected in rounds one or two since 2018. And they haven't paid an edge rusher serious money since Suggs.
And you think, Jason, we touched on this a little yesterday, but like a guy like Shamar Stewart, I think his name is, you think he's long gone by the time?
I placed a wager about 4 days ago on him to go in the top 10. Now it's for a pretty good return. And it's more a hunch than, like, I'm not saying I think it's going to happen, but I think for how it was priced, I'm like, I see potential value there. Like, I think there is I don't know how to cap the percentage, but a more than negligible chance that somebody looks at him and says, like, yeah, I think he could be best of breed in this group. And I don't care that somebody else might think he's only the second edge or the third edge. He's the second best. We think he has the potential to be the best or second best impact front seven player in this draft. And we need that. And the Eagles just showed you can never have enough of that, especially trying to beat a Mahomes with the season on the line. So yeah, I think there's value on him to be the second defensive lineman taken after Abdul Carter. And I think there's potential value on him as a top 10 pick.
Coming up at 3:15, we want to hear from the people. The Orioles season seems to be going sideways. It is early. Are people as upset as we are about the direction of this baseball team? We'll talk to you at 3:15. But coming up next, time to have some fun. In light of this Orioles season so far, who are the six coaches,
execs, six people,
or players that could be not part of this team anymore come June 1st? We'll give you our list next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.